call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Your homie.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? It is your big homie Kodak. We got the homies in the building. Big homie Skyler. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Maya.
Hi.
We got Maya Kurz, Skyler Banks. Almost said Maya Banks. We got Maya Kurz, Skyler Banks, Kirby Banks is in the building, kicking it with the homie. And you know, shit, we about to just relax, let the wine and Hennessy have its way. And shit, let's figure out what we about to happen. So, first topic we always kick off with is the porch, where we talk about things going on in pop culture, society, and yikes. Let's talk about this Blueface and Krishan TV show. Have y'all seen this?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so they I don't think it's out yet, but they put trailers online for it. And I for one, think that, damn, how long do niggas that plan on highlighting toxic relationships?
Yeah.
Very toxic. I feel like that's what men like, though. Niggas like that shit. Niggas love a toxic bitch. He love that shit.
Who? Who's niggas? Who are these niggas?
Who
are these niggas?
I'm niggas. Now I'm just like, you a little more grown, so you don't. You probably don't like that. But these younger dudes, like, they generally like that. I'm telling you. They want that
shit.
I feel
like they like a woman that they can more so manipulate.
Exactly.
So a lot of men will go for younger women.
Exactly.
Or even just women with lower self-esteem. They can be beautiful women.
Uh-huh.
And they will, like, toxic it.
Like her.
Yeah.
Do y'all like toxic shit?
No.
Okay, not full-blown, full-fledged toxic shit, but do you think relationships are more exciting when, like, a hint of, like...
Yeah, I feel like a little razzle-dazzle.
What's a tolerable amount of toxicity?
I don't know. I just like a little razzle dazzle, not too much dazzle. But like, I don't know, like we can't agree on everything. It's fake then. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna have some it's gonna be toxic.
That's
sometime.
I wouldn't even say that's toxic. Everyone has mutual disagreements.
In arguments, yeah.
Yeah.
Toxic is a fight, and nigga, I'll bust your motherfucker. Nah. Yeah, I can't do
that. If you can get me to that, I don't need to be with you.
Yeah.
See,
we grew out of that. I used to be about that.
Oh, you used to be. So tell the people about what happened when you was in your toxic phase.
That was my child father. I was so toxic. Like, I used to be pulling up, bust the windows. I'm scarred up by the. I used to be bust the windows.
You put your hand through the window like
what? Yes. You got a bitch in there? Yes. We finna see. But now, you know, I've elevated. So now it's just like, you got a bitch in there that's y'all. Like, I'm cool. Like, we ain't never speaking no more.
Ever.
The block button worked good.
I don't even gotta tell you what you did wrong.
Thank you.
You know what you did.
Silence.
Wrong.
You'll never get.
Really?
Yeah, silence.
You don't tell, like, if a dude do something.
If they do something wrong and I bring it to your attention, there's no reason for you to, oh, but no, it's cool.
I just want you to know I know.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Literally. And I won't. Bro, hell no.
Yeah.
I
won't even talk.
She having flashbacks right now.
She having a flashback.
Listen, it's just because of the simple fact of men know what they have when they have it.
Thank you.
Do they though?
They do. And if
they don't know until you're gone, girl.
Okay. Yeah. But you have a hint.
You do.
Of what you have.
Because you worked hard to get
gone,
this.
Yeah, exactly. But when it's gone, I'm my fault. That's when you realize it. But that's not my fucking problem.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been the bad guy in this situation. But I messed it up. I messed it up because I felt like I wasn't ready for what I had when I had it.
Yeah. Well, that's...
So what made you go after it then? Why you waste the time?
At this point in my life, it was kind of like, okay, you talking to... I feel like you're going to have a lot more bad relationships than good, right? Yeah. Like, even like not the stuff that don't even get to relationship, like a lot more bad interactions,
situations.
Yeah, and but okay, you know what? That's a great word.
Yeah.
That's a great word, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So, before I get into that story, what is better for y'all right now, a situationship or a relationship?
A relationship for me will always be a relationship. I'm a relationship person. I've always been in.
She's relationshipy
and long term. Relationship.
You like romance and shit.
I do.
About you?
Yeah, she gonna laugh.
I mean, I want a relationship, but like if I'm speaking of this exact moment, I feel like a situationship. I'm just like coming forth into my career. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when I get settled in a relationship, but I don't want any like, oh, we fucking here and there. I don't do all that. So I would say more relationship-y.
Yeah. You know? I was going to say, listen, I feel like you finna get like yin and yang.
Yeah. Good. No, I agree with you. Okay.
Good.
With you. Yeah. No, I agree with her with that.
Yeah, relationship. Because yeah, I feel like even with your career, you can meet someone within your career, and then you both can like build each other up. Yep, you don't necessarily have to keep out or
until you get yourself together. You can build. Yeah, she's right.
So, do you think like a situationship and companionship is kind of like the same thing? Because I'm at the point right now, like I don't like I take a relationship, like I want a relationship, but I settle for a companionship.
You mean like somebody that, you mean like a solo companionship? Like no one else, just y'all two?
I feel like companion is more of a relationship. That's a respectable word, but it's the same thing.
Listen, we're not going to play no games. A relationship or we're not in a relationship.
Exactly. We go together or not.
Right. A companionship, a situationship.
An entanglement.
A sponsorship.
Niggas can come up with anything to say. Anything to say.
What am I in?
We are tied together between physical bonds.
He said we tied together. We together.
We're together. The woman got a put the shit. Okay, so you said we tied together. So I mean we together, right?
Right.
I'm in that stage. I'm gonna make up.
Why?
Because women like titles.
No, listen.
So, what's the big deal?
I feel like when you spend so much time with someone, you actually create, and actually if y'all being physical, you create soul ties and bonds.
It's already there.
So it's just like either what are you doing? And it's
y'all believe this? Do both of you believe in soul ties?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, explain how you get a soul tie for the people that's not familiar.
Let her do it.
Because
you're a great explainer.
I can write.
She can write great. Go ahead.
Let's go, Maya Curves.
So for me, a soul tie is just someone that you're deeply bonded and connected with.
Exactly.
If soul I have a soul tie with you and how the type of person that I am, mm-hmm. I only see you.
And that's
it. It's like no one else's energy
matters.
No one else's energy matters.
But how do you get a soul tie?
It's just a bond. You know when you have it.
You gotta smash to get a soul tie?
Yeah.
People get soul ties from smashing. Yeah. I don't feel like you have to smash to get one, though, necessarily.
What if you just eat the butt? Hmm? What if you just eat the butt?
No.
Can you suck a soul tie out of butt?
That's a booty bond.
You see how I was making up the titles. Now she's making up titles. She said that's a booty bond.
Booty tie.
Booty tie.
Soul tie.
Yeah,
that's a booty hole.
It's a booty hole. Okay, so you gotta. You say you don't have to.
I don't feel like you have to fuck to have a soul tie.
So what gets it? Like just having
your bond. Yeah, the bond that you have with the person. You can meet somebody today and you just like, damn, I click with this female so much.
Okay. All right. That's a good question.
Some people's energy, you just mix well with people's energy.
You.
When you meet somebody, you be like, damn,
I never talked to
them. So does somebody having a soul tie, do they have to meet all your physical requirements? Or at least most of them?
We be
settling sometimes, you know.
Not what I'm saying. So like, if somebody you say you had a soul tie with somebody, or you feel like you have a soul tie with somebody, but like you aren't physically attracted to them, is that really a soul tie?
You're attracted to something about them. It is.
But can you be really attracted to somebody that you're physically not attracted to?
Yes, I'm attracted to his personality, the way he treats me. Yeah.
Can you really be attracted to somebody like, damn, I really like this person?
Yeah, it's happened. It has happened. Even talking to my friends, I'm like, this.
Nigga here
is not my type
at all.
They treat you,
thank you.
The way they communicate with you, the way they uplift you, the way they pour into you, your career, just you, yourself.
And but he ugly as fuck.
Not as fuck.
That's no, ugly as fuck.
Like, come on, ain't nobody.
We wouldn't even be talking to them. Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, but I'm saying, but like, you know, he laughed his way into the circle. Now the gravity of the soul tie.
You ain't laughing your way to get my number. Like, nah,
ain't
yeah.
Shit that funny. Ain't shit
that funny. So like ass ugly dude ain't got no shot.
Oh, ain't shit that funny. No, you don't. I don't even feel like we would be speaking to them.
No, we'd be cool.
Be cool.
But you know how some people grow on you.
And then you start being like, oh, he's cute.
That happened to me in high school. Like, everybody's just like,
man, you ugly as hell, but you be like, he's so cute.
But then their ways can just be like.
Inconsistency.
Yeah.
Like, females are vulnerable. So if a dude is like consistent, it's like you can get the female. Real shit.
So you really, but he still can't laugh his way into the coochie.
No.
Does that exist?
Tell a jokey joke.
Why y'all in the red bedroom? No, no. Ain't shit funny when we on the bed. I don't want to be laughing before a nigga fuck me.
That's like,
or laughing while fucking.
You have to be sexually connected with your partner too. Like if you, what happens if you connect with somebody and then y'all finally get to have sex?
And it's terrible. Because you can have a connection and he have a terrible dick, but the connection that you have, you'll be like, oh, he was good, but it sucked really.
Because as well, when you have a connection with somebody and y'all having sex, it feel good. And then that same person, once they break that bond and for y'all have sex again, you be like, damn, it's trash. It's not as
exactly.
It's not
you then see that it's trash. Yeah.
It's like, it's
true.
I feel, for me personally, I fuck better when I like you.
Yeah, we agree.
I like, because I've been with people. That's why, like, I'm going to get into that later. But, like, when I'm not with somebody who I really, if I'm with somebody who I'm lusting after, like, it was just, like, probably one or two things about their body that I was like, yeah, I just want to see what it's like. Then I'm really not going to put forth my best effort in the bedroom. Yeah. I'm going to just do things that I know I like, that I do well. But I'm not really going to just fuck you. Like, you may come on accident.
That is so fucked up.
I mean,
like, bro. Oh my god.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm just fucking you for my pleasure, literally. But y'all don't give a fuck if you nut or not. Damn.
But if I like you,
that's what he said.
From my experience, usually the male has always been like the giver when it comes to me. Like they've always, but we always be cool before the end.
Cause niggas like giving. Niggas like the aesthetic of giving. Like I know.
And then like they be.
I don't want to eat no little booty.
Maybe I feel like what also gets them, but they have a persona of us of social media.
So they're already giving.
See me in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
They already giving with me.
What I'm saying is the whole fucking to lust thing. I'm just gonna have sex with or whatever. They have a persona like that from social media, and then for me when they meet me in person, they're like, oh, and then they start being like,
it's harder than I thought it was.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
type thing. So they're more giving.
She's a lot nicer than me. My experience is different.
I am.
I'm starting to think Maya a geek.
I'm crying. Yeah. I'm actually the geek. My career is more geekish than her.
You in tech?
Yeah. I'm in tech.
So you in tech and you do like media stuff. Both of y'all is nerds. You're a realtor?
She's a realtor.
Did you just get into that recently? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that a little bit later too. Because I got questions. But you do media stuff.
Yeah.
So both of y'all is nerds. Fellas, they is not that hard. They nerds. They
geeks.
Oh,
my God.
But I don't portray hard.
They be niggas be intimidated.
Nah, yeah,
it's the intimidation you get, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's hard, okay?
But every time they be like, oh, you're so humble and blah, blah, blah. But same. Eventually I'm like,
don't play with me.
You trying to say I'm a pushover?
Yeah, don't play with me.
What is that? So what does that mean? Like when a dude says you humble?
No, so I get that a lot. I get exactly. A lot of people say I'm humble because I'm nice and I'm willing to talk to anybody. I'll literally talk to anybody. I'm not judgmental.
I respect the janitor like he the president.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Nah, I seen you at Swim Thick. He was not fucking with niggas.
When?
This past summer.
What happened?
Oh, he saw you at the swim party. Remember I told you?
Oh.
gotcha,
no,
nigga.
Okay, so I'm not in the mix. Like, I'm not, when it comes to a big gathering, like something like this is cool. I can talk to you one on one.
I'm the same way.
But a big,
way,
huge gathering,
yeah,
I'm
like, it's like, I want
to
be out the way.
Shy as hell. That's why you had to get that bottle of wine. Like, even, bro, I get anxiety. So I stay
you ready to start sweating.
And people be thinking, like, oh, she finna show out.
No, I'm not.
Ass. No,
I'm about to sit down in the corner.
And,
yeah.
Hey, like, yeah.
Same. Yes.
So, wait, so y'all got all this ass just to be shy with it? What's going on?
Not, I have it for me.
It's like, I feel like everybody be expecting that. Yeah. Like, oh, she's finna twerk and like, I'm not finna do all that. I'll get up and dance like yesterday if we like the song. But I'm not about to just, y'all just think niggas finna be twerking, going crazy. No. Mm-mm, that's for all the city girls.
Yeah, I wasn't like, let me go. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Okay. What did you get it for?
I got it for myself. So originally I had lost 80.
Damn, we wasn't born with this. Oh.
No.
We're not lying no more.
We're not doing that.
I'll just play. So we don't lie no more.
So I had lost 80 pounds. I showed her the picture yesterday.
Yeah, completely different person.
Yeah. So, and then I had loose skin. So then I went to get a tummy tuck.
Uh-huh.
So when I got my tummy tuck and my page, like in the BBL, everything like blew up.
Did you document?
It blew up before because when I lost my weight and I posted my before and after, like, thanking, like, my partner that I was with at the current time, like, thank you for being here with me. They were like, she lied. She had surgery. I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm like, but I'm on my way to get it right now.
So, I'm in line right now, my nigga. Like, literally, nigga, I got this gown on right now.
That's what it was, yeah. I'm in the, yeah. And then when I posted, like, after the surgery, that some people was like, oh. But it was like, they bullied me so hard. This was before my Instagram even.
What year was this?
This was 2017? Okay. Yeah, so like 2017, and I planned on, when I didn't have a platform, I planned on helping people. And since I was going through it, I was like, okay, I can tell people, and oh yeah, this is how it was.
Exactly.
They like put me on the shade room. My profile blew up before my body, before I ever posted.
What you was on the shade room for?
For the weight loss.
Oh, okay, got you.
With me and my partner, I posted a picture of me and my partner before and after of how he stuck with me.
Through it all.
Through it all and helped me. He worked out with me every day. So that's how I blew up. And then once I started posting my surgery, then it came more.
Yeah. Got you. Okay. Cool. Well, Skylar?
What?
You got a BBL story you want to share?
I never had a BBL.
What'd you have?
So what I nothing. I'm African. But no. So I never had a BBL, but I have had, like, what? Africans got naturally bad bodies.
You had this other African girl I be talking to on Instagram be saying the same thing.
But I'm going to keep it a buck. So I've never had BBL, but I did have ass shots, like, in my younger days. So from that, like,
it's cool. It was popular back then.
Exactly. It was popular back then. I got it when it was hot. So then with that, I didn't feel like I need a BBL or put fat where, you know, I've already had work done.
Yeah.
So I just get lipo 360. I just maintain that. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. So how has life, like, gotten better and worse since the surgeries?
Well,
better question before that is, like, if there was a scale of, like, good and bad, would it be more on the good side or the bad side?
It's more on the good side. It's kind of even, honestly, for me.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's an even.
It's like a gift and a curse.
Yeah, so it's like before the Instagram and the body or whatever, mm-hmm. It's like the people that was around me, like,
genuine,
authentic friends. Moving to Dallas and after that, it's like people want to surround themselves around me because of who I am, exactly. What I have. And you really have to be careful with that.
Exactly. Same.
Same thing.
But I'm a lot more, I'm humble as well. We're regular people. That's what we always always say. We're always like, we're regular people. I don't get why we get places and people be like, oh my God. And then
I mean, you see how some women act when they get that shit. Like,
yeah, I've seen that. They don't even be having nothing going on, because we could actually do that. I'm in tech. You have this and that business going on. These females do it and you don't have a crumb. You're just Instagram. But my heart is not built like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people are always like, you shouldn't be talking to them. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be there. Like, I'm going to do what make me happy. I'm always going to be the same from beginning to start. So, from beginning to end. But
all my friends that I have are really people that do not have, like, social media really at all.
Same. My best friends, they're not on social media, just regular people, and they've been our friends. So, yeah.
So do you think, like, not y'all, of course, but, like, do you think women see the different body types on social media and are like, they feel like they got to keep up with that shit?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's always been. Mm-hmm. That, even like magazines back in the day, like any type of social, whatever.
When they were doing the skinny what, media, yeah. It's torso.
There's a time for every
trend. So why do y'all think that's, because niggas don't got it like that. Niggas don't. They don't see a nigga. Like, I'm not gonna see a nigga on Instagram with abs and shit. Be like, damn, I need to look like him. A few, but like not like as a whole. Like, niggas is not doing like
it's that. The ones you don't know about. Niggas is not gonna come put that on Instagram. Y'all gonna get
so do y'all
do it? Y'all do it like damn, on the he low. Got the shoes. I'm gonna go get them fucking shoes.
Yeah, nigga can get them shoes and not risk his life.
Then.
or even them how they keep up in the gym. Like how they wanna like.
Taking steroids and all that, correct.
What nigga you know taking steroids?
A couple.
I don't know.
I know some gym rats taking steroids.
As a whole, niggas is not rushing to the doctor to look like another nigga.
And we don't rush to look like another bitch. We rush to
Be a better version of us.
So you think women are doing, like, having these surgeries for themselves, or like to keep up with other women or get the attention of men? Or
for the most part, I feel like women are doing it for themselves, only because it's like, I hate when people say, "Oh, you doing it for a man or whatever." No, I see something in myself that I want to change. If I have the money and I'm able to change it, I'm going to change it. It has nothing to do with nobody.
I agree with her, but that's within us. I can't speak for everybody else, because we're people wish picks. Like, that's what they take to the...
Have you ever seen that before?
I have.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah.
So women are like, "I want to look like Maya Kerrs. I want to look like Skylar Banks."
They have it in their notes. This is how I want to look. Like, make me like this.
Wow.
Yeah, that's their crazy body. Which is understandable.
Some women do feel like they have to do it just to...
keep up.
Yeah, or like try to get their social media up. They think that...
But females go get that and they still lame.
I thought it was
a
be loser.
Yeah, be. I don't.
They
I
do
don't
like.
Even say that. I don't even say loser.
That's why I said lame.
I feel like, as a guy that looks at shit on social media, the older I get, the more I'm like, it's not all that. Like, you thick as fuck, but you also kind of ugly. Exactly. Not y'all. Of course, not y'all.
We know.
But
or the personality be trash.
Or, like, you just look at the surrounding aesthetics and say, your life is in shambles. Exactly. You were focusing on the wrong thing.
And a nigga still gonna fuck.
Like,
that don't matter. Somebody that's really gonna find substance in you and take you seriously.
Girl, you be seeing trash hoes with niggas that make some sense. You're like, how? Because I make all the sense. Yeah.
Hold on,
like,
wait.
That's the stuff you was talking about.
What happened?
Like, you can see a lame bitch. Maybe she does have a BBL or just don't have shit going. She not on a crumb, but she with a man that makes sense. And you just like, how did you get this nigga
because
when this bitch is around that
like
makes sense?
It's a lot of intimidation. If a woman has a certain level or certain income for herself, a man
Which
would be
sucks.
Like, oh, I ain't gotta help you. You do it for yourself. But women that be beggars, they be having all the niggas.
All the niggas.
Pause that. Like, no, wait. Pause that.
It's
pause
the
that.
Truth.
Because I before we slip away from this, because that is a whole different a whole different shit. Okay, but recently my dog, shout out my dog Fogo Looney, he had Lil Baby on the show talking about, and he was saying, like, Lil Baby was saying that he preferred the skinny women in the BBL community.
So just keep going down.
Oh, keep going down. I'll fix it after the break. We're about to take a break in about 5 minutes. So Lil Baby was like, you know, he preferred the skinnier body types, and they was like, oh yeah, BBLs are down. Woo, woo, woo. So do y'all think, like, is the social trend that fragile to where it all it would take is for a rapper of that caliber to be like, yeah, I don't like big booties no more, and it'd be over with, like the BBL trend would be done?
I don't believe him, and no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Always going to be a trend. It was a trend when we were slaves. Like, it's always going to be a trend.
I mean, well, it's always going to be a trend, but is it always going to be the trend? Like, okay, so back in the 90s, there was a body type. In the early 2000s, there was a body type. Like, so, like, the shit changes.
But it comes back.
Thank you.
Like, right now,
comes right back.
The Kardashians are getting rid of their BBL.
And they're getting skinny.
Mm-hmm. Getting skinny. It's like they're bringing back. It keeps alternating.
Yeah, it's going to alternate.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
So if it ever, like, if in the next 2 or 3 years it goes out of style, would y'all be like, damn, I need to look like...
I don't need to look like nobody.
No, I'm
gonna do what I want.
I already had this build, but like when I was, you know what I'm saying? So it's already in me. Like, it's like I can't get...
Were you an athlete?
I was an athlete when I was in high school, yeah.
What'd you play?
Basketball, volleyball, center. I was tall.
How tall are you now?
I'm 5'8". But you know, I was tall for high school, so...
Yeah. All right, so back to what you were saying before about how women be begging and shit. I hate that shit. I hate, and it's partially because, and it is, because you shouldn't be begging in any form of life. I feel like that's panhandler activity. But I feel like because the type of person I am, I'm a hustler. So if I'm fucked up, I'm gonna find out how not to be fucked up. But motherfuckers that be begging, like, as a man, hell no, you shouldn't be begging. But at the same time, a woman, like, sitting around, it just irks my soul for somebody to sit around waiting on somebody to do something for them.
Mm-hmm. Who was someone told me that they cut somebody off because a girl was like, oh my God, I can't pay my rent. Like, he was like, okay, I'm going to shoot you some money. He was like, how much is it? She like, $85. Yes.
Oh my God.
But the, okay, but even that, not saying like, oh, begging, begging. Like, I don't know how some women do it, because it's like some women can get certain type of men to do anything. They be blowing whatever.
It don't even be a credible woman.
But yes, but it's like they do it in a certain type of way. I don't want to say finesse, but they do it in a certain type of way, it's to where finesse. It's like I'm not begging, but
no, they begging. It's always big.
It's the way they bigger. Say it and word it. Yeah, you know, like, oh, like, my God, I wish I can have this, or I need this, and the guy do it. It's not begging, but it's...
No, swindler. But the... My, but because yeah. I've had women say that shit around me, and I'm all like, damn.
Your ass be like, go do it. Fucked up. I sure hate that for you.
Yeah, go do it. Like, because as a guy that has made shit happen that probably shouldn't have been able to been possible, yeah. mm-hmm. you for you to tell me you can't do some shit, is like, huh? It just don't register with me.
Yeah.
So, and I've been around women who have tried to bring that mindset around me, and I'm gonna make you feel bad. I'm gonna feel like the worst person on earth, because if, I feel like you can do whatever you can put your mind to, except swindle me.
Yeah. You can do all things through Christ, but play.
Amen.
In my but play Amen. In my face. Amen. Let the church say something. So that brings me to another topic I had written down. Right. So like. As women who have their own motion, do y'all feel like, you know, niggas that really ain't got as much money as y'all are like irritable?
Irritable?
Irritable, like mean.
Mean.
Like, if a dude ain't got nothing going on, is he harder to deal with? Like, is he like
yeah,
me?
Of course.
Like nothing going on?
Yeah, like, you know, life is just not on his side.
Is he harder to deal with?
Yeah,
because like, he's bitter first. He mad.
Why do y'all think a nigga with no money is bitter?
You ain't got no money.
What do you think?
I feel like the nigga with no money is bitter. Why wouldn't you be? Life is not going your way. You're not happy. You ain't got no money.
But a woman with no money
is a bitter bitch too.
Nah, she not bitter.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
A woman with no money. A woman could go outside with
if
no
I
money
had
tonight.
No money, why would I be going out?
I can.
Once
I did, you can go out. Well, I didn't do it, but you.
Nah, she told herself.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's
true. Once I did, no, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
No, what I'm saying I did is I didn't go out without money. I went out with money, and I came back with more money than I went out with.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying women can go out,
same
and
thing.
Come back with money.
I mean, I ain't never. If you're going out to make money, it makes sense. But me personally, why am I going out if I ain't got no money? What am I celebrating?
You can go out with your friends and
I'm not
man,
going there. I ain't got no money. I'm depressed. I'm bitter. The fuck.
No. I'm not saying that you don't have no money.
No. I'm saying if I didn't.
No, there's a difference between going out with no money and having no money. Because if you just go out with no money, like say if you get your car at home.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's different.
No, but if you got your car with you and ain't no money on that car.
Exactly. Digital wallets.
Everybody don't be accepting Apple Pay. What if you want to go to Walmart?
I'll just leave and go home. I don't know. That's just me. What am I doing here? I don't have the correct means.
I forgot I had
to walk. I'm dead.
But so I've seen women say that, like, oh, niggas with no money are so, they so mean. Duh. Ain't nobody come to save a nigga with no money.
Exactly.
Like, if I ain't got it, okay, perfect example. Let's say, God forbid, knock on wood, if there's wood here anywhere, like, y'all just get down bad, whatever, for whatever reason. Cool. Y'all fine. A nigga can save y'all. A nigga can save y'all. Ain't nobody saving niggas.
You'll be surprised.
Nah.
Listen.
Who?
There's okay. females that be saving niggas.
One of my best niggas. Friends. Who
I'm telling you
works. She was with a man for 2 years and she was paying everything for this man.
How?
Only because she wanted to see him do better. I've been in a position to where I had nothing. My partner had nothing. We tried to come up together. Like, mm-hmm. if you love someone, that maybe that's just me. She knows.
A nigga with no money not getting loved. Like,
yes,
Nine times out of ten, that shit is not happening.
Because if it's going on for years, that's just your, you have no
you just, yeah, in you don't
want to. Yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
Because women be seeing, you know for a fact that women be seeing something, the potential in the man.
Women are not seeing potential. That shit cap.
No, that's not cap.
You gonna tell I'm a
that's
man?
Not cap. I literally.
You're not bro.
I'm also not rich, but I'm also a nigga with ambition. So before I had a dollar, when
we
I didn't
see
have
the ambition,
huh?
We see the ambition here.
You see that now, but sometimes that shit's not visible. It's kind of like if a guy has a dream to be I want to say rapper, but I don't want to say rapper because a lot of people want to be rappers, and that shit not going to work for everybody. Yeah. So, like, say if a guy want to be, you in tech, what line of tech?
I do scrum and I do middleware.
I don't know what none of that shit mean. So
scrum and middleware.
Okay, he want to do something that's in tech. I don't know what that shit is. Yeah. But he has the ambition to get it done, but that's not visible right now.
A woman not visible if he's applying himself.
He's applying, but you know it takes. You have to see something on the other side of applying.
Who
yourself.
Sees the ambition though? Because you're like the ambition. He has the ambition to get it done within himself.
And you see someone that really doesn't. Is not
so you give a dude a chance for trying at your age right now. No, at your age right now. Not I have at your age right now. Would you give a nigga credit for trying?
Maisha's so sweet. I'm telling you.
Whoa.
No, I wouldn't. No, hell no.
Somebody
who
be
got
honest.
Time for that? I know what I've been through, and I know what I'm going through.
I'm fucking with you.
It's like I don't even put my business out, but it's just like I always date normal men. I've never dated a rapper. I've never dated a ball player. I've never dated that. Everyone that I've dated have always they've not been entrepreneurs. They've been 9-to-5s. No.
Wow.
I've never dated.
Unhand me, scoundrel.
I'm not lying. I've never.
Okay, I believe you.
They're weird.
I aspire to be like her.
You date rappers though. You dated a rapper? You been dating them Dallas rappers?
I aspire to be like her because she, the men that she like gets or attracts most of the time is like entrepreneurs, great men, things like of that sort. And me, it's just always like, yeah, I'm out here thugging. I'm just like, I hate it here because I'm not out here.
This could have been us.
I'm dead.
I'm not.
She said too.
Maya.
Look, you got one time to show me you don't want me.
I do want you.
Wow,
that's crazy.
I'm doing it classy. You got it.
All right.
Oh, I don't take leftovers. You can't have first.
Damn, niggas just lost their
dollars. That's how these niggas be. They try to talk to the friend first.
And they will try you. I tell you,
is that a violation?
Yes.
I tell you up front, you have one time with me.
To show me. That's definitely a violation. I understand the logic, but it's still a violation. Because nothing.
What if he don't know y'all friends?
I still wouldn't do it because we friends know. We should know. Mm-hmm. And they always know that they friends. So.
Not really.
Yes,
not,
they do. These niggas go through fire.
But I don't know. I was in an interesting situation in college, right? So when I was in college, this girl really liked me, right? But she was friends with the one I wanted.
She liked you.
Uh-huh.
But you want the friend.
I wanted her friend.
Then that's not your problem.
Yeah.
It was because I wanted, the friend that I wanted wouldn't entertain me because...
She was.
So I lost out.
You didn't lose out. You don't need to lose out on nothing that's not meant for you.
Thank you.
You want to preach on the side? What's going on?
I'm dead. Bing.
I'm just saying, I do a lot of yoga, meditation, a lot of stuff for like mind clarity. Do not stress me out. I'm so serious. Period. I'm really good on communication. I'm loyal.
Are you?
I am. I really am. I'll tell you how I feel. I'll tell you what you're not going to play in my face.
That's a gem. Because finding a woman that's good, that's honestly good at communication.
She actually takes accountability.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I will apologize. Mm-hmm. And how do we move forward?
No, do you apologize or you give them some coochie?
No. I try to understand their point of view of why they felt the way they felt with this, why it triggered them. And then I will apologize. I'm sorry that made you feel that way. And that's not the way that I was trying
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
You perceived it in a way that's not the way
You're going to heaven for that.
No, I'm serious. You're
going to heaven.
I've learned in previous relationships to where I was a bitch. Like, I was, like, selfish. I'm the only child. But it's like, when you learn what does not work, you implement something better. I want to be married. You implement something better in your relationships to where I literally...
Why do you feel like most women are bad at communication?
Bad? Because most women... Not.
Women don't. It's men, I feel like. I'm sorry.
I don't feel like most women are bad at communication.
Men are not consistent.
People, I'm not even going to split hairs. People in general are bad at communication because they're listening to respond or they feel like they write or it's pride and entitlement.
Like you talk to who you want to talk to.
Yeah.
I feel like also in addition, because all that's correct, I feel like also people feel like they have so many more options than they realistically have.
Yeah.
They think like, oh, I can leave this one because I got a million more. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
You don't.
You don't. If this person was hitting 95% of the shit that you wanted to do, you don't throw that away because it's not 100.
The grass is not always greener.
It's not. And then people have a facade online.
Mm-hmm. They have a facade of what?
Of like, you know how people be capping? Motherfuckers be living lives portraying.
Living big lives. And you like, oh, he lit. He has this and that. And then you get around him a bum.
Like narcissists that'll just like paint an image to everyone. But then when you get to know them, it's like.
Completely different.
God.
Mm-hmm. They be faking.
Yes, hard. All the time.
Why?
Because they want to bag the women that they want. That's why I really don't talk to men online. It's just wild.
Because men are faking their lifestyle?
Faking their lifestyle, faking the person that they are, yeah. Facts.
Hold on, let me hold it. Am I losing it? Oh, there we go. I was.
I'm like, why am I people?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, yeah, that's better. There we go.
But I definitely agree with you. I feel like social media has really been the worst thing to happen to dating since, I don't know, probably the worst thing ever to having a dating. Because so many people feel like they have so many options. So many people are lying and putting on a facade about everything that they do. Their life isn't what it is. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just bad. And it's not just bad. It's bad. It's not just bad for one gender. It's bad for both. Because you got the men putting on a false front of the lifestyle that they live, what they're capable of doing, and women are kind of shit doing the same thing.
Men will literally go broke
behind you, yeah.
Well, behind you, well, men will go broke behind a woman trying to put up a facade of a life that.
What you mean? Give an example.
Okay, so an example is. If I live a certain way, I have what I have.
You see the high rise.
He see that.
Uh-huh.
And then he feel as though he has to like, oh, let me impress her. Let me throw this money, blah, blah, blah. And you thinking like, oh, okay, like maybe he's has it like that. Like, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's like, they really don't. They're really like burning a hole in their pocket.
They last.
They last. Seriously. But...
That's why I'm like, shit, man, it is what it is. I'm not at the pinnacle right now, but shit, I'm about to get there, so shit, you can my apartment view may not be the best right now, but hey, it is what
you have your own apartment.
Yeah, shit. You have your own apartment. Yeah, for sure. So
it's not an efficiency.
Yeah. I don't know, but sometimes I'd be feeling bad. I'd be inviting some visitors over. Like, wow.
You'd be surprised when niggas invite.
I'm surprised you invite bitches over. We can go to your house. Shit.
What you mean?
Niggas always going to a bitch house.
Oh no.
You don't be seeing the memes. They be like, when are we gonna be able to come to your shit? Because you stay with your bitch. Stay with, you know, just don't stay alone.
In my relationship, I make sure I know your address and I need to.
Yeah, not me. I'm speaking like general. I see it on. You know, I see it online a lot. Yeah. So.
That's true.
I didn't know that was a thing though, for real.
Yeah, like there's many memes for that.
I'm so scared. It's like even like meeting. I don't want to meet nobody in Dallas. It's just meeting men.
Well, not as a first date or no shit like that.
Even
though I'd be open to it.
What, meeting someone online for a first date?
No.
Like, come over to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, you ain't coming to my house on the first day. What I'm saying is, even when people walk up to me like, hey, like, nice to meet you, I'm like, hey. They be like, oh, can we exchange, like, social media? I'm like, damn, I don't want to tell them I got a social media.
Thank you. I said I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah, they see my social media and be like.
Yeah, damn. Then the whole attitude, everything changed.
It's been people coming to my house. How? And they record themselves in my house.
Oh, that's for the hoes, man.
Nobody coming to my house.
They record themselves in my car.
They real sassy for that.
That's sassy, but hey.
Like,
all right, so if you're not catching on right now, I need you to know. Fellas, do not be at these women's house posing like you one of the hoes.
Pose.
You be that behavior is for the hoes. You know, in Atlanta, like a lot of cities in Houston and Dallas and Texas in general, it's filled with high rises. And you know, if you see your crush on a high rise, focus on yourself, fellas. But fellas, you're not supposed to be posing in these women's crib.
Seriously, and posting it like,
acting like it's life. Your crib. Is
yeah,
what's
acting
crazy
like it's
to
your
me.
Stuff.
Acting like that's
like what I'm living up and paying no bills.
When I hear these stories, I feel like sometimes I be like, damn, I'm kind of in the middle of the pack of life. But when I hear these stories, I'm like, damn, I'm kind of lit.
I'm dead. Because I'm not.
I don't do that shit.
You see yourself doing that stuff. Like, I don't do that stuff.
I couldn't. I could never.
Yeah.
I could never.
Or people saying, they'd be like, ooh, that one man approached me. He's like, I pay rent, I pay bills. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I told him how much my rent was. He said, oh, I can't do that. He said,
I like your honesty. That people will go get a Benz and then like can't afford the maintenance, can't afford all the things that come with it. We can afford that, but it's just kind of like, what's the point? Like, you know you look good, you know you educate, you know you got shit going on. Real niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. And if they want to see you in a Benz and all that, they're going to put you in that, I feel like.
Yeah. All right, so my next question is, we was talking about like niggas faking on social media and shit. Mm-hmm. So like, do you think, and I feel like this part of this question is like for parents and people with kids, like you can tap in on this as well. So do you think like fakeness on social media should be called out or should you let that shit rock?
Called out, of course.
Yeah, fakeness. Like,
it depends on what kind to me.
And I say called out because I feel like this, right? Okay, so before I was doing this full time, I was a teacher. And I see a lot of people, kids especially, being easily influenced by seeing fake shit on social media. Like, especially now. Like, I'd hate to have a kid now. Like, these motherfuckers be, like, they got on goddamn Balenciagas in high school. They got all the designer shit. And I'm like, if you see the lifestyle, like, the shit don't match up. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw, because I was in elementary school, and I seen kids coming to school in Gucci shirts, but their parents driving a hoopty to come pick them up. Like, the shit don't make sense. But people are comparing their lifestyle, they're comparing their real life to fake shit. Mm-hmm. So that's really where that question came from.
Yeah, I think it should. And I think you should, as a parent, just educate your kid. That's what I do with my son. I'm going to tell him what's real and what's fake. I keep it a buck with him. So I do feel like it should be called out as a parent, yeah. Because you always want the best for your kid. You don't want them to be out here thinking that that's real and that's what that is and it's not.
And they competing with a fake,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
A line. Fake dream. Yeah, yeah, a fake yeah, dream. Like,
that, yeah.
Going broke, trying mm-hmm. to impress somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody else that's broke.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think? You think they should let it rock or you should call it out?
If you had a kid.
I mean, no, well, not even if you had a kid, like, just in general, because people, because there are adults.
You see somebody capping online?
Yeah.
I don't call it out.
No, I don't call it out.
But if my son was to come to me and, like, look at this, mom, or doing some stuff he's seen online, I'm calling it out. Because but everybody kept online, except for us.
That fake it till you make it thing is very popular.
Yeah.
Why?
But it's like,
and don't ever be making it.
I don't call it out. It's none of my
You business. Just be knowing.
Yeah, it's not my business.
Like, why is that so popular? Because, like, I feel like it's not even fake it till you make it more. It's just fake it.
Yeah, because you ain't making it.
Motherfuckers not trying. Yeah. Like, people aren't even trying to make it no more. It's like, okay, this is cool. I can just fake it forever. Yeah, I'm going to just fake it till I die.
That's all new.
Everybody wants to be a part of something.
I feel like you shouldn't invest your time into what other people are doing. Focus on yourself.
I agree, but at the same time, people are like, that shit is probably one of the leading contributors to like declining mental health because people are looking online and comparing themselves, comparing their situation. Again, which I agree, they should not do, but they are doing it. And they think, okay, because I don't got my life together by 25, I'm a failure.
So in that case, I would do something that I would make myself an example. I wouldn't call somebody else out. I would use my platform as like, okay, see, this is what I have going on. But it might look this way on social media, but this is the real. I'll do that. I'll make myself an example. I wouldn't like, look what, like, it's that's lame as fuck.
Yeah. I just know, just in Atlanta and doing media in Atlanta, doing entertainment shit in Atlanta, like, you know, people come at you all the time about, hey, look how many followers I got. Look how many likes and comments I got. Look, I'm verified. Woo-doo-woo-doo. And like, I've been in this shit long enough to know just looking at some shit is fake. Yeah. Like, your whole online persona. And now I think that you believe I'm stupid. Because...
He's speaking in general.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Like,
you girl, that's why... That, like, you're calling me stupid to my face.
What you just said, we were just talking about. When you try to play with me and make you seem like you're something that you're not, it's lying. And when you lie to me, yo, that's my pet peeve. Because now you think I'm dumb. Like, now you think I'm stupid.
Like, well, I went through that, but the person that was living above the means or like doing whatever, I actually sat down with them and I had a, they were doing it to try to like impress me, but I sat down with them and I was like, you know, I actually genuinely care for you. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. I like you for who you are. Do what you can. And I'm the type of person to where it's like, if you, oh, let's go to dinner, or this is my last, or this is whatever, but here is some flowers. I like that, because it's like, first of all, you didn't have to do it. And then it's like, it's the thought for me that counts. So I'll sit down and talk to them. Like, I wouldn't like be mean or at them.
So when God, all right, so this is another question I have right now. And it was like, this is dating in Atlanta, or I guess any big city, you probably run into this shit. All right. Well, men probably run into this shit. So when y'all are, when guys are courting you, right, he say, hey, where you want to eat? Do you tell him legit places you like to eat, or do you want to tell him, or do you tell him places you want to try?
I tell him legit places that I already eat.
Yeah.
It's something I know that I'm going to like.
So what are your top three restaurants?
I like ramen places, and I like seafood, and what else?
Like crab legs and shit?
Yeah, but more so like...
Lobster?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, but...
Nah. What you like?
I really like Korean play, like Korean...
Got you.
Stuff like that. I like sushi.
What about you?
My top is Nobu. Like, I fucking love Nobu. And then after that, maybe Perry's and Fairings? Mm. Morton's too. I love Morton's.
Morton's.
Yeah. I love Morton's.
I don't know, man. I think it's real suspicious.
What?
You ask, when you ask women like her top few restaurants, like you ask where she want to go eat, and every time it's some shit. The minimum shit is like $150.
Where you want me to eat at? Applebee's?
Nah, not Applebee's. Oh. You know, the Juicy Crab and have a good time. What you talking about? You
can. That's true. I mean, like, I would go too.
But if I'm asking you in airtime, you. You eat, I asked you that shit.
Me.
Oh, you know a nice place that I went? Nuri.
What is that?
Nuri Grill. I'll have to show you photos. So it's like they bring you like the fillets and like the stuff, and you, it's the grill, and you like, it's the fire, like the Korean barbecue.
Oh, okay.
And then you have like ramen. That I like. Even like Benihana, like, kind of. Yeah. Where we involved in.
You had what's the shit called? The fondue spots.
Yes.
I would like that. See, that's nice. That's something like we can do together. We're not just ordering food and paying a bill.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I feel like a lot of times if it's a situation to where you not really invested in spending time with me, you trying to
just get a meal?
Yeah. Like, but also I don't say this to be an anti-food nigga. Like, cause a lot of dudes online be like, oh, I'm not trying to get used for, look, man, if I got used for a free meal, I was fucking with the wrong chick anyway. I don't know.
I know, so I'm laughing.
I feel like I was like, if you feel like you gotta get over on a guy, like if you gotta spend 2 to 3 hours with the man you don't like because you're trying to eat.
You don't got to. It could be fast. Yeah, sit down at the table.
You do that?
No, I'm just saying, I've done it.
I haven't went out to get a free meal. Like, if somebody asks
me, it's
out,
not like,
it's,
I'm
not, it's not about the free meal.
Okay,
for
exactly.
Me. For me, it's about if I literally, like, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm like, okay, why not? Like, I'm actually, I'll go.
Mine is more there. Like, okay, he's really trying hard. Let me just kind of go see what he's talking about. Absolutely. But I end up still not being interested. So, yeah.
So date not going good, shit trash.
I'll leave. Like, I done left before.
You left? Like, how do you leave?
Just left? Like,
yeah, girl, you know, I'm gonna leave. I'm 100 about everything. If I'm not feeling it, I'm gonna leave. Like, I'm not feeling this. Like, let me leave. I remember somebody.
But how do you leave? That's my question.
I get up and
like,
leave.
We eat it, like, we eating, like, we eating. I'm eating. You having your feelings.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell the person, like, you're making me feel uncomfortable. I'm about to go. Never hear from me again. What do I need to put myself through?
Is the bill split at that point?
No, the bill's always been his. I'm leaving, so it's still stuck with you.
I haven't had to have
a smoothie
before. I haven't been out on
it. That is fucking treacherous.
You have to love yourself. I can't put myself through things that is like, I'm here and I'm hating it here, and I'm just like, let me stick it out, but you're loving it. No. About to leave. Yeah.
I hate it here.
You're yeah, but they having a ball just because you there and you just hating it.
See you, chump.
Yeah, I'm about to go. Shoot. See you later. Like, I mean, I'm making it feel like, oh, my son is on. Like, I gotta go. My son.
You are the seafood swindler.
That's why I drop. I'm dead. I'm not. I leave. That's why I just be like, okay.
Camacho crab legs. You just out of here.
I'm gone. Right.
What you about to do?
Yeah. That's good. What you about to do?
Yo.
I'm gonna go. Shoot.
Damn, that's fucked up, but.
Stay up.
I hate to.
It's fake to stay.
I hate to hear that. But,
it's fake to stay. You don't want to be there. You giving him the notion that you're interested.
My God.
I would hurry it up. I wouldn't just walk up and leave. I'll hurry it up and be like,
okay, I'm not just like, all right, guys. My son is blah blah blah. I use my son for a scapegoat with stuff like that. And it's because y'all were making.
You said let's go out as friends.
Yeah, like okay, a dude, a swindler. He'll be like, okay, let's go out as friends. They did. I still got the messages. They do it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, I go out as friends. He's a cool person. We get to the table before we ordering food. Skylar, I really want to be with you. I don't care if I have to go buy you groceries or I could just be your side nigga. Just anything to be around you. And you at that point, you just throwing information at me, and it's. It's overwhelming.
And niggas just hoping some shit stick.
Yeah, but that shit is overwhelming. I'm like, you're bombarding me at this point. Like, nigga, you said go out as friends. I get to the table. You're talking about being with me. And I'm just, at that point, that's when you get up and leave. I'm like, this is a lie, bro. I'm like,
that see shit just happened.
Yeah. I don't even want the food.
You gonna say?
You genuinely not interested in
them. I wasn't. I knew that he liked me, but I'm just like, okay, you said as friends, cool. Like, because we were planning on working out together. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe he came too. No, we get to the table, it's different.
Niggas don't never, like, fall out of like with woman that they ever, like.
Liked?
Yeah, no, they don't. They just learn to live life without him. Like,
especially if she was a good woman.
Oh, my God. No,
he didn't even get that chance.
No, but even if she, like, fine as hell, like.
Yeah.
I'm all in love. Especially she's doing. Like, hell no.
We talking about niggas that like you and they couldn't do
it. That ass was fat, nigga. Still dreaming about that shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas are patient. That's one thing I think women do not, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Like, they'll wait a whole relationship.
No, they'll wait a whole, they'll wait decades.
I was going to say, they'll like you still years later. I'm just like, how?
Like, I was thinking about this girl I had a crush on in high school yesterday.
I'm dead.
Like, damn, that bitch got a whole family now. It's over with. But is it?
I'm dead. But is it?
Nah. Niggas is patient. I'm pretty sure it's a dude that you went to elementary school with.
Oh, yeah. And they still.
We look a lot different. Now they see us and they like, oh, shit.
Nah, they saw the potential.
Saw the potential.
You know you did, nigga.
Who are you?
Make fun of me.
Yeah.
What, you was chubby?
Yes.
Why she whisper
as
that?
As an adult, yes. As a child adult, whatever.
You're bullied like, too, yeah, so I understand.
Yeah. So when dudes try to spin the block that tried to bully you, like.
I don't even open
their messages. Yeah.
I feel like it's different because, well, of course, niggas is not spinning the block like that with me, but they like. Niggas that wasn't fucking with me in high school trying to.
Hey, what's up, big homie? What's up, big?
Bro, I need your number. No, the fuck you don't,
no,
nigga.
Like, who are you?
For what? For what?
You was never talking to me.
Bro, you used to never make fun of me, nigga. What?
Remember when we go way back? Shut up.
You yeah, fucking we just went to school dweeb. Together. But I feel like a lot of people need to realize that was our soul, like, connection. Mm-hmm. And this shit dead.
Yeah.
This shit, I don't even like the nigga I was back then. Why you holding on to that shit?
You still don't know me. That's why I was just saying you don't know me now. Like you just knew me from then.
Yeah. Barely.
You saw me in the hall.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like you didn't fuck with me.
Why do people try to hold on to that shit?
They see who the person that you are now. I'm like, oh, remember us from this? No, I don't remember. I don't even barely remember you.
People that always name drop or associate themselves with people that they went to school with. Oh, yeah, we went to school. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
He went to that school and you went to the school. Y'all didn't go to that school together.
Yeah.
Like, it was
y'all just went to the same school.
That's the homie. We went, baby.
No, y'all just went to the same school.
I only do that shit when I talk about, like, my school, like, and it's only college. I only do that shit when I talk about my school's alumni. Like, oh, yeah, they went there, too. We didn't go there together.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, she went to that college I went to.
She knew someone that you knew of a person you knew. Shut up.
Yeah.
Them niggas, oh, yeah, that was my nigga. No, I was not. It was not my nigga.
No.
'twas not. We
didn't even like you.
Like, but hitting you up on Facebook Messenger.
Finding you, looking for you, because they see you popping.
Oh my God, that's the lame fellas.
Yeah, I always seen the potential.
I wasn't even doing this shit in high school. I'm are you talking about? What are you saying?
I'm dead.
Nigga, I was playing football then. What you I feel like, bro, it's way worse to be a male and dick eating than to be a woman. With a woman,
they do it more.
They do it the most.
Will trample over a woman to get to another man.
Another man, listen, girl. Ladies. I can high five you right now.
Go do it.
Like,
do it.
You don't
do it.
See the
go
bitch.
Ahead. You don't like it. Trying to get her to stand up. Niggas.
Yeah, I ain't looked yet.
I'm dead.
But nah, don't go to no club with little baby while y'all here, boy.
I'm dead.
The niggas will suplex your ass to get you the fuck out the way.
That's crazy. You're gonna trample me because of a nigga.
That's my man.
They don't care who you is. Yeah, that's my man.
Dominique!
Okay.
Bro, relax. You are scared.
They don't care who you
bro,
are.
Bro, you are scaring the hoes.
You scaring the nigga. Shit, you scaring the shit. What the hell going on?
Nah, man, niggas definitely dick eat more than women. That shit is.
Yeah, that shit is.
And I kind of get it, right? When women do it.
Yeah.
When women do it, you want. Women are looking for a provider. So, of course, they're going to go to this nigga that's lit. Mm-hmm. What you, as a man, what do you want from this nigga?
You know, everybody on that side of the spectrum. Now, they looking for a provider, too.
Yeah, they looking for a provider.
This nigga want, like, you trying to, you looking for a new nigga to call Big Bro?
Yeah.
Big bro.
For pay.
Big bro. You said what?
For pay.
Yeah, exactly.
They call a baby big bro.
Hey, big bro.
Niggas.
And not anybody big bro. That guy, you can have $1,000 more. He big bro.
Yeah,
$500 more than you.
Yeah,
big bro.
You big bro.
Like niggas in Atlanta. Bro. Like niggas. It's probably like this in every lit city. But like dudes will really call somebody 10 years younger than them big bro.
Yeah, it's just because they got money.
They got money. They got more clout. They got more bitches. What's up, big bro? Let me have bro. You're close to being unk. Fall back. You're close to being unk.
Be in school too.
Like God damn, man. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas stop calling the young boys big bro.
Okay.
You said what?
Cold. We're anemic. She got bumps. I don't. Good.
Cool. Y'all got some little ass arms.
Do we?
That wine wearing off.
You want to get
the
some
wine
more?
Wearing yes. off, ain't it?
Go get some more.
I'm about to sleep.
Stop telling.
I'm about to sleep. The wine wearing off. That's what I'm gonna say. We thinking the same thing. My mouth dry and my wine wearing off.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I feeling like this? The wine gone.
It's shot o'clock.
I got my whole bottle.
Why is you like?
Ooh.
You a different breed.
A different demon.
Hey, man. And it's not even. I ain't doing that.
We ain't ate all day.
I went to Arby's before I got here.
Arby's?
I like Arby's.
You still keeping them alive?
I don't go there, but I like them. I like the idea of all the.
All right, let me explain.
She said she
likes pastrami.
She gonna like Arby's. She like Arby's.
Yeah, you eat pastrami with salted nuts.
Remember? You told us in the room.
I'm saying, I just don't know how that came in my head.
All right, fella.
Salted nuts.
Ladies, is it a turnoff if a dude knows too much about women's shit? No.
Yes, sometimes it is, girl.
Like, you mean like a woman's body?
No, like nails and makeup
yes.
and
yes.
Like he know your specific.
A nigga that makes some sense to Eric. You know everyone may know. He FaceTimed me one day and he's like, "What's with your lace front? Should be glued this way, and why is it like that?" I was just kind of like, bro,
"Isn't that what a woman wants?" You don't
no,
want to do
it's like, yo, we have gay best friends for that. Yeah. We
don't, so you don't
like
want your
average typical man be like, damn, you know, you look good.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know the.
Yeah, that's fine. They wouldn't be like, yo, what glue did you use on your hair or your why your hair look? It should be this way. It's like, wow. No, I hate that. Don't tell me nothing about no feminine products, no nothing.
That's somebody, somewhere that like the control.
No, it's someone that's just too much into women stuff.
What if you do hair?
Oh, that, why am I dating? He's my stylist, then, if that's the case.
So, a straight man that can't do hair?
Yes.
Yeah, they can cut hair, absolutely.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
You said do hair, that's doing hair. That is doing hair.
So, a straight man can't apply your, what is it called?
Yeah, they can do my hair, and that's where the buck stops there. Yeah, I let a straight man do my hair if he could do some bomb hair.
Niggas can't do shit, boy.
But you wouldn't be in a relationship with him.
No.
But he's like, are you saying like a complete like?
Yeah, he's straight as hell. Straight as a motherfucker.
I would.
$40, that's all I think about.
I know.
From baby boy.
What they look like.
That's all I can think about.
The nigga of your dreams.
Yep. Tall.
No, yeah. Mice, like braiding your hair. What's he going to do next? Your makeup?
Maybe.
If he wants it.
Oh, look at you. You going to do it.
If I do your makeup, you baby, know, you'll be fucked up.
You know, you wouldn't even do it. You'd probably be like, here, baby, just
that's me applying the foundation.
Okay.
You is like, that enough?
Never mind.
I haven't.
Patches everywhere.
Put that shit in my hand.
Okay, and just slap it on your face. You like, never mind.
You said what?
Are there straight men that?
Yeah, I believe so.
I haven't come across.
The nigga that, the first straight nigga that do wigs is going to get so much cushy.
He is, though. He is. A lot of females are lame like that. I just rather pay you to do my hair. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. He is. Bitches be fucking photographers and pictures. So, yeah.
I would never want to be.
So, yeah, you're right.
I would never want to be caught in that shit. That's a walking Me Too case.
A walking what?
A walking Me Too case.
Why?
Because, oh, yeah, he made me suck his dick for a photo shoot. Not me, baby.
You know, I have a friend, girl. I'm so sorry, girl, because I'm sure you're going to watch this. But I have a friend, and I'm... and
she be sucking dick for photos?
No. She's a barber.
Oh.
She cuts hair. She be smashing the clients or giving them happy endings. But, yo, she a hell of a barber. And she's fine. Yeah. She be in Dallas. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
I need this shot, boy.
Yo, she's pretty.
She got that ass?
She got a body, but she has like a her ass is in moderation because of her body. Let me say that. So it's
what
not
the fuck word was that? Moder what?
It's in moderation.
No, you can't be talking to the same person because the person I'm talking about has ass.
Oh no, she don't have crazy ass. This girl, she has like kind of like a petite frame.
Okay, no, we're not talking about same.
She be fucking too?
No, she don't.
Damn.
She gonna do your hair and she go. It's she wild.
I got that.
But she can cut your hair though.
Yeah, I need that. She do bald heads.
She you stupid. She'll do whatever she does. Yeah,
glam me up.
I don't give a fuck how my head come out. I finish that later. Suck this dick, baby.
You know, he said suck this dick.
Hey, I don't give a damn how this head look.
Tell me to suck his dick.
What?
Yeah, don't tell me that.
Why?
No. It's just giving like I don't know. I'm dominant, so you can't come to me and be like, suck my dick. If I'm finna suck your dick, I'm gonna suck your dick. You don't need to tell me to suck my dick. If you get in the bed with me, I'm like, eat this pussy. You gonna be like, yo, this bitch is mad. This, you know, no.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna be like, num 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 num.
You are the 1%.
No, I'm.
I'm telling you, I don't like a nigga like suck my
I'm
dick.
I'm a munch, baby. If I want,
I'm a munch.
If I want
like a mango,
I don't even like mangoes, but shit.
Love mangoes, right, Maisha?
What fruit I like? You know them Halo tangerines?
Yes, my son loves those. They're so easy to peel.
And they're so fucking juicy.
They're so juicy. They're good.
You
they
eat them?
To make the, yeah, they have cuties too like that. You like cuties?
I don't know what cuties is.
It's just like Halos.
I go straight to the store and look for the Halos.
Halos, yeah.
And it's just so bad, I'll eat four at a time.
Yeah, like all in one day before you
know. No.
You mean packages?
No, like four.
Like the cuties?
No.
Yes, cuties four, is what I was trying to tell him.
Yeah, like four tangerines at once.
Oh, not like later on in the day, like right then and there.
Right.
Then. They're like this, right?
And yeah, they're so easy to peel.
They're so easy to peel, like you just...
So I bite it, peel it.
Four is crazy, maybe two.
No.
Like,
four if I'm at the crib, two if I'm about to walk out. Because I don't eat a regular breakfast.
You said two of them, me neither.
I eat...
two if I'm on the go.
Yeah, two if I'm on the go.
I eat... I have a meal replacement smoothie in the morning. And I eat...
That's us. Coffee is good.
Okay,
coffee.
So
coffee
going. I just recently lost 50 pounds.
Again, nigga.
Again.
I'm gonna look. I'm gonna be on the same thing.
So what I do is I have like the Premier Protein, and I'll get black coffee, and I'll mix the two together, and I'll drink it throughout the day.
Oh, that's a hack.
But listen, you can't eat at all. Like she's not eating at all. It's like intermittent fasting.
No. So
how many shakes you have a day?
Two, right?
One or two. It was like one or two.
Oh yeah, I have a shake in the morning, and I had like some yogurt and shit for lunch.
That's really good.
And at night, if I'm hungry, I'll eat like some seafood.
I have a real meal I work out every morning. So I have a real meal for dinner.
I
work
out every morning. I'm getting back on it because I want to lose like 30 more pounds.
I just want to lose 15.
30.
But me, if I lose, like, I'm already like giving slim kind of. So if I lose weight, I'll be looking like a crackhead.
Nah, baby, you look good.
I don't lose 50.
As friends, because I'm over here.
Okay. No, you're not. Ain't no doubling back.
Wow, she is.
I'm dead.
That's crazy. All right. She's the
super nicest person, but
ever. Yeah, don't play with me. Now you think I'm dumb. Now you think I'm dumb.
I'm gonna be stupid.
Oh my God. All right, so let me see what. All right, so do y'all think? All right, so this is really definitely a question for y'all. So, do y'all think like a nigga that got his own shit going on is harder to date? Like, because I feel like as a guy, if I got my, like, I ain't got no kids, I got my own motion going on.
Flag.
Huh?
What?
Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. What you about to say?
Why do, listen, I know like having sex before marriage is bad, but it's 2022. Like, what has gone on in your life that you have not had a kid?
I don't have kids.
You're different. Like, but for men, it's just kind of like, why don't you have a kid? What happened?
Because I don't want a kid yet. I'm responsible. What do you think?
It's huh? not responsible, like, especially if a nigga's like mad old. It's just kind of like, why don't
what's you mad old?
Like,
what's mad old? Like,
mad old?
No, I said when a nigga, not you.
What's old to you?
That's correctly.
What's old?
Like, put you 40, you ain't got no kid.
Oh, I'm 32.
Yeah. See? You around a good age. No.
So if a guy's 40 with no kids.
Yeah.
You just don't want them at that point, or you're really, really.
They'd be like, "Oh, I'm so careful. It's just given. I told bitches to get abortions."
Nah, I ain't told nobody to get an abortion yet.
Okay, good for you.
Infertile. Or what is it?
Oh, or maybe something wrong with their sperm.
Yeah. I just didn't be putting it everywhere else.
That's good that you're 32. Good for you.
Nah, but I'm trying to have one like in the next 2 years. Same. I said next year.
Same.
I said next year, so I was
you
like.
You said I'll be putting it everywhere else. I just caught it.
That's why I said, sir.
You're wild. Works everywhere else.
Y'all seen them Instagram, the TikTok sounds? Some motherfuckers be like, yeah, going to the bathroom after what's the shit when they fill you up?
With what?
I forgot, but the sound was like, wee.
We don't know stuff like that, yeah.
Y'all don't be on TikTok?
I need to get back on it. I got like.
We be on TikTok. We really lame.
A million what?
Followers.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, I got.
And I'm never on there. I haven't posted.
I got 90,000 on TikTok.
I'm not even on TikTok.
Let's do some TikToks together.
We should.
Like, you gotta get me on TikTok, girl. I'm not on there at all.
You sleep. TikTok is fun.
It's funny, yeah. It's easy.
I just don't have time to be making videos and dancing. It's my son's stuff.
You will. You get, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you just starting, you probably get 10,000 like in a week or two.
My first video on TikTok got 70 million views.
First video, what you was doing?
The thing out west.
Wait, they seen all that. Let's look at it.
Go ahead.
I'm about to pull it up.
See, I'm gonna do a challenge.
Yeah, but I need to go back and start doing like the dance challenge because them always go viral.
Do you think TikTok is more? I don't know more. I don't know the word to use. But I guess better than Instagram. I don't know.
Yes.
Do you? What do you think is more lucrative? We're not Jason Derulo, so
it's tagged.
Oh, it's at the top. It's at the top.
That one. I don't even look the same.
Let me see.
That's why.
Girl, your body is giving.
No, it's not.
Them things is thinking, baby.
It is. Your body is giving. You don't look the same, but I know that's you.
And then
she looks so happy, though.
You do. Like, look at her. Look how look like she look in the beginning. Watch her smile.
She's smiling so hard, Mike.
Why are you smiling that hard?
Yeah.
I'm
so happy.
God damn.
Yeah.
I got to do it with you, girl.
Yeah. And now it's one going viral.
Look at the comments, boy. Kim K been real quiet since this.
The comments are trash. The comments... The bullies, negative right? comment bullies, but yeah. They are the ones that blow me up. Like, keep saying what you want to say. Say negative.
And you don't delete them, right?
I do not delete them.
You're helping my algorithm.
In fact, I'll pin the comment.
I pin the shit that get motherfuckers arguing.
Yes, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Like what?
Like if I post a video, let's see what I put on my...
I'm like, what?
On my... Because I be having a lot of shit on mine.
Yeah,
pin
the stuff that's controversial.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so like if I post some shit that said that with Akon saying that men are responsible for birth, and if somebody comes through with whatever scientific fact I pinned that shit because niggas love arguing with science, boy. Yeah. Niggas love arguing with facts, boy.
Like, you can argue with this.
And you leave that shit up there. Watch, you gonna come back to 800 comments in an hour.
Cause I'm a comment reader. I'll be reading comments.
Cause and arguing.
Yeah, I'll be laughing. Pages. Yes. I'm reading the comments. I'm laughing.
Oh, my. Okay, so my next question is, do you think, like, say you're in a relationship, right? Should you accept a dude paying for shit when you're in a relationship? Like, somebody outside of your relationship?
Wait, what you mean?
Let's say you out at, like, a club or a bar or some shit, or even, like, a Dollar General, and the nigga's like, hey, let me pay for your Gatorades, baby.
I say no.
Yeah, I'll say
because
no.
The reason I say no is because you're going to want to talk to me out there. And I don't like to, like, continue to talk to you, socialize. I'm sure you're
just saying no. Relationship, no. I just say no because it's not the right thing to do. Like, no, I wouldn't. I'm not interested. I'm cool, and I have my own money. I came here to buy it. I'm clearly all right.
I have literally been with men, like I say, 9 to 5 men, and millionaires approach me, and he's seen it. I literally be like, no, I'm in a relationship. Thanks. Or when can you come to this city?
Is it I can't FaceTime you right now. I'm in a relationship. That's her.
You said you can't FaceTime?
Like, let's say, like a lit, super lit nigga is like, oh, I want your number. Can I FaceTime you? She's like, I'm in a relationship right now. FaceTime.
Who's the most lit nigga you curved? Huh? Who's the most lit nigga you curved?
Yo, who name dropping here?
All right, nobody.
Nobody. I said he ain't gonna do that. He done did it.
I tried.
Ain't on a chrome, I know. Like, how you fuck with my heart?
I mean, I wasn't, but shit, you said you millionaires approaching you, shit.
The millionaires that I deal with or she may deal with, they be a lot of the time they be like regular people. They could just look like you, like nobody would know you're a millionaire. You are, like, you own this and that.
I claim
checks,
it.
Even the blue checks, I literally like, Curb, they've been in my inbox in like 2017.
Curb and blue checks is like. Easy. I don't know. It's just kind of like.
What make a nigga with a blue check weird?
Their personality.
They already feel like they entitled to talking to you just because you see that check.
It's like that blue check is their check. Personality. They don't
that blue check is their win. Like, that's their win. Like, I got a blue check. I can do anything. Like, nigga, bye. We call her blue checks crazy. Telling you.
Look, what's the mad heart?
So the
she
regular.
She showed me one.
So, I mean, okay, all right, so we mentioned this in the other room. We was talking about, like, you know, how dating with your bodies, you know, having the body types you guys have. So, like, you say, like, are guys intimidated by it, or, like, what are they expecting when they shoot their shot at you?
I feel like men are intimidated, but I feel like when they do approach you and they do start talking to you, once people get to know me, they kind of calm down. But sometimes they still be intimidated, so where they do shit is where they fuck up because you know you don't deserve a certain type of woman.
What's your league?
Do y'all believe y'all out of dudes' league?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
And that's just not dependent on that's how.
What makes you out of a guy's league?
What makes me out of a man's league is my character. That's what makes me out of a man's league. It's not my finances. Uh-huh. What makes me out of your league is if I'm loyal and you a dirt bag.
I can see that.
Out of your league is my compassion for others, and you up.
But the body's not what put you out of the dude.
No,
league.
That's no, all I'm trying not, to say. No.
I just told you.
Yeah, it's not about the body.
It's not my body.
You just told me who you date.
My body. No, I said I told you the type of man that.
Oh yeah.
My body does not put me out of no one's league. So mm-hmm. I'm not above nobody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still a regular person.
I know some women get that body and be like, oh yeah, I'm not regular no more.
No, you regular.
Your mind frame is regular. I'm just saying that. You're still regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's why I made it a goal to do the IT shit. Because y'all
last night. What's the IT shit?
No, IT. To do.
Oh, IT. I thought you said auntie.
Something complex like that because they're going to look at you and already think like, oh, she a gold digger. She fucking mad niggas for money. Like, no, nigga. I got a great job, a great career. You know what I'm saying? They think you dumb.
Everywhere I travel, they think that a nigga.
A nigga's flying her out and she be flying herself out.
Literally pay for all that shit. Mm-hmm. All of it.
So what is the biggest misconception dudes have about y'all?
It's not just one. Yeah, it's plenty. It's a plethora.
Like top three then?
Top three is like you fucking mad niggas, got mad niggas, you fuck niggas for money and you're dumb.
Or you a bitch and you have no personality.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm great. Like, I love when a nigga meet me and he be like, yo, you mad funny. Like yesterday, everybody just laughing. I'm just like, niggas will try to like, they'll meet me and they'll be like, don't, I hope you're not stuck up when we link. Like, that's their thing. Like, try to prep you to link when you linking them.
Nobody I'm just said like, that to me.
The nigga yesterday said that to me. He's like, I hope you're not stuck. Yeah, and I'm just like, this is wild. Like, niggas got to tell me before I see them not to be stuck up. And I'm actually a cool ass bitch.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest misconception dudes have about you?
That I'm a bitch. Or yes. I'm high maintenance. Somebody literally comments on my post. They was like, I'm going to have to give me a basic woman because she the type of person that she I can afford to buy this and take her there and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I said, that's I love that for you. You go ahead, get your basic
woman. Yeah, do what makes you happy.
You have your basic children and your basic home. You
oh. Oh, my God.
Yo, the
but
basic children knowing, and the basic home.
But not knowing that I... Mm-hmm. He was like, I need somebody I can take to a backyard barbecue. I would love to go to that.
Yeah.
It's who I'm.
We just want genuine people. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be, niggas be too much.
It hasn't always been my occur. I've been that my whole life. That's recent.
Yeah.
So I am who I am. What's instilled in me is instilled in me. It's I am. So, yeah. People, they just. Judge.
So you cool with a regular dude, regular job? Like I said, his dream is just to be a teacher.
No.
No. Come on, man.
What? We talking about regular shit.
Your dream wasn't anybody be a teacher. You
nah, hell nah. Boy,
okay. Nah. You can have a dream of being a teacher, but what else are we going to add to that?
Thank you.
Because we not, bro.
You talking about regular dudes.
Yes, I normally date regular dudes, but what I'm saying is you have to have like a bigger goal for yourself. Like, you can't just want to work for somebody your whole life, is what I'm saying. Like,
what if that makes him happy?
Just him working for somebody his whole life?
A lot of people be comfortable with that.
But half of America.
More
than half, yeah.
I'll try to be like, okay, what else? Like, what else do you like to do?
Some people are content with just educating the future of America.
Yeah.
So you don't really like regular dudes. You want a regular dude that you can instill.
I hate that it's regular. You know the word regular, because it's like, what makes them regular? Everyone's regular.
You mean,
even these rappers are regular.
You mean somebody that's content with making $40,000 a year for the rest of their life?
$50,000, $60,000, yeah, you know, in that range.
Hit it with the 40, right?
Hey, damn, lowest possible shit.
Like, damn,
40, 40. 50.
Yeah, he content. He happy.
He's okay. Yeah, he's happy, but I want bigger for myself. That's I love that for you. And I'm not gonna.
So you don't want
to. And I'm not gonna make you. But what I'm saying is regular. I don't have to be with a NBA player. I don't have to be with a rapper.
Don't want
to
be.
I can be with a 9 to 5.
What's a 9 to 5 doing? What? Because the teacher's 9 to 5.
But you can't just, bro.
Like, you could be a 9 to 5. You can be a CEO of a tech company.
That's not regular.
That is regular.
No, that's not regular. That's not regular.
I'm sorry. Those are the things I'm going for.
That's not
okay.
That is not regular.
How is that not regular? You have a regular career. You're in IT. You worked your way up to that CEO position. You were just the regular. You were cybersecurity.
So the average person in America.
Hold on. Let me.
Who are we to say what's regular?
Let me read. So we said. All right. So we said. That's not regular. CEO of tech company is not regular, at all.
It's not regular because the average person makes below. I forgot. I was just talking to.
Them. Shit. 50,000.
Yeah. So you and I would be, you and I would be considered the top 5% or 2% of the world of our income.
Yeah.
So that's not regular. A CEO, if a CEO is regular.
So that's why I said like y'all don't really want regular niggas.
What I'm saying is, everybody's regular to me. You don't have to be a superstar for me to enter a relationship with you. Facts. But I do need to see that you want to be greater. The type of lifestyle I want to live.
So you couldn't. No. So okay.
I'm
so
not fitting the bill.
So not. Not a teacher, but a principal.
A counselor.
Like, what?
A counselor that wants to start his own business so that I can. And
you're a counselor for that moment. You invest your money into this business.
So y'all don't want regular dudes, basically.
Because why? What makes them not regular? Because they invested their money and now they're a business owner?
Yes, because most people aren't business owners and most businesses fail. So if they have a business and that shit is successful, they're already not. That now you're in the upper echelon of business owner.
Well, I met you as a regular dude, so you are a regular. We do
design. He's not regular no more. He's just.
Yeah, but I met you while you were.
I want y'all to admit that y'all don't like regular dudes.
I do like regular dudes. Can be a teacher.
I'm gonna just keep it a bit.
I do.
Because what y'all telling me is not regular. Me is regular, but no, like I ain't got time. Aisha, you know what you went through. You know what you went through to get your realty license. I got my realty. We know what we went through to get to this stage. I'm not finna meet no dude who's making 50K, but I have a dream to make $100K. Like, no. Why haven't you put forth that dream? I'm putting forth my dreams. I've made it. Yeah, but why do you need me to make? I don't want that. I know what I've been through. I know what I can bring to the table. I need somebody who would make me better. I need somebody who would put a vision in my head. Yeah, I like to learn from
people. So you're not building up nobody?
No, we too old for that. Maybe if I was 20 or something, yeah, because I'm still building myself. Maybe that's what I'm used to. Yeah, that's exactly. I told you this bitch is the sweetest flower in the bunch. I'm telling you. She's the sweetest. I'm like the one with the horns. Hey, like, no.
You're going to let the little shit have him sweet.
That's not bullshit.
Girl, he don't even need your financial support, so you good there.
Yeah.
No, what?
Like him. You don't have to build him up.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying the fact that he was flirting with you earlier.
That was a joke. That was for the cameras.
No, I don't joke like that.
I don't either.
But you said, all right, so you said like you don't, all right, you don't want to fit the bill for your dude. All right, cool. So.
Not all the time.
Yeah, I will fit the bill for my dude.
Yes. No, my question is, could you respect the dude as the leader of your household if he does not make more than you?
The leader of the household if I'm paying all the bills?
If he does not make more than
you? No, not just you paying all the bills, but you're contributing. It's damn near also 50-50 shit.
No,
I did, but at the point, I don't want to do 50-50
anymore. I couldn't, especially the way I was raised. No,
and if you're saying 50-50, the type of life I live and how my bills are set up, exactly. Regular, I guess they wouldn't be
able. They wouldn't be able to do it.
All right, so what? All right, so cool. All right, so what if he is like a regular degular nigga, like regular degular smegular nigga, but he supports you in everything that you're doing. So he elevates you and makes your career easier. Like and he just take the backseat role as like a house husband type shit.
No. It's giving house. You just said house husband. We know what housewives is. No. The housewives don't work. The men take care of everything. She just take care of the kids. No.
I don't want a house husband.
Yeah, no.
So you want
to get all that with him supporting you and everything without him being a house husband.
So you want a traditional, this is... Yeah. The nigga, the leader of our house.
I want the man to lead it. Yep.
So
I'm more so submissive.
Yeah, I want to be submissive.
I'm with what I want.
Facts.
But I am submissive to my I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Cause
you don't want to be the one running shit.
Yeah, because if I'm running shit, I'm going to run shit to the ground.
I'm going overboard.
I'm going to talk to you.
Because I talk to niggas crazy. These y'all niggas anyway.
I absolutely believe.
I'm the worst, bro.
I believe she hit niggas. You one of the people. You think you like
eight? Five,
no, but okay, so listen. I don't condone domestic violence at all. By time it's gotten to that, I've given you so many chances and you're like disrespecting me. Or face. If I find out that you like infidelity, mm-hmm. when it gets to that and I've given you so many, So I don't put my hands on people. I haven't been in a relationship so I just put my hands on or just for any little thing. It's to the point where, bro.
And nobody put their hands on you before.
No one's ever put their hands on me. Mm. No. Yeah. And it's not like a constant thing. It's just like a one. And like just
so if anybody did, it's over with automatically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not the type of person to where I don't antagonize or I don't hop in your face yelling. Me, I'd be like, you cool.
Shit, everybody don't need that, you know, shit.
No. I'm not confrontational.
So oh, okay. You're not even gonna get in a heated situation.
No, I'm never in an argumentative heated situation. What people with me, they always be like, they be like, I act like a nigga, so I be like, okay. And I'll leave.
Yeah, even though you're going through 1,000 emotions, it's still okay.
Yeah, every time I'm going through something, like, I get super quiet.
I don't want to be physical. I don't hit niggas in
the head. I get super quiet, and then it's like...
Same.
They have to try to pull it up out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me to, you know. But I communicate better now.
I'm glad you growed up.
Yeah, I grew up.
Well, shit, man. I'm glad y'all came and kicked it with the homies. You know, what we said, Curvy Banks.
Yeah.
Curvy Banks, man. So tell the people anything else y'all want them to know. Anything else y'all want to talk about? Anything on your hearts and minds?
Our podcast.
Our podcast.
Yeah.
When y'all moving to Atlanta?
Oh yeah, we are debating on moving to Atlanta, Houston, or LA.
Not it's kind of like one of these things. Not Atlanta. It's not like no, no. the other. Yeah, we're going to move to Atlanta. Atlanta, Houston, or fucking Mars.
He like narrow it down. The fuck. Yeah, like. Okay, so between Atlanta and Houston, where do you think will thrive the best at?
What y'all trying to do?
I'm not going to say anything, but we're open to a lot of things spontaneous.
I think Atlanta is
name out there.
Atlanta is definitely the place for people that already have their own motion. Okay. Houston is kind of the place where, like, okay, all right, perfect example. For me and what I do, mm-hmm. I can't move to anywhere but LA or New York.
Okay.
Anywhere else would be a downgrade. I can't go to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm in Atlanta. I would have to go to Jacksonville if I fell off. Yeah. And the way shit's set up, baby, hey, niggas ain't falling off.
Okay, I heard
niggas
you.
Is not falling
that's
off.
That's what I'm talking about, big bro.
Yes.
We went to the same school. Look out.
Niggas, boy.
I don't even know I was in Chicago.
Boy, I've definitely seen that. We just had our homecoming a few weeks ago, boy. Shit. Oh, yeah.
You went?
My university? College? Yeah. Hell yeah.
College is different. I thought you meant like high school.
Oh, high school, boy.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't seen. I mean, I'm going to go to my high school in a few weeks because my little cousin got she there now. She got a basketball game. I'm going to go show her the support.
You're from Atlanta, right?
Yeah. I went to the same high school Outkast went to. Mm-hmm. I like telling people that when they say.
Really?
Yeah.
They're older, her.
Nah, but I'm like, you know, just to legitimize, like, you know, shit. My high school's the shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
Oh, you thought
yeah,
I was saying?
I'm just like, yo, you 32. Okay, so they y'all both went to the same high school.
No, it's a performing arts high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So Outkast went to my high school, SWV, Kenan Thompson from SNL.
Sound like a little high school.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's very lit. Yeah. Thug and Baby was there for a little bit, but yeah, I went to Tri Cities over in East Point. So.
Yeah, you gotta help us. I'm gonna be hitting you up. I'm like, yo, should we move?
I don't know.
It's either between Atlanta or Houston.
I've lived in Houston.
Atlanta's lit, and I feel like, you know, it's a lot of, you know, especially what you're doing, it's a lot of, it's a booming real estate economy out here. It's a booming media economy out here. Let's talk about that before we get up out of here. How you go from selling body to selling houses?
Selling body sounds
bad. That sounds awful, as a matter of fact. You know, you was not selling your body, but you was like, You was bodying it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
I feel like I ain't gonna lie, because it's not just you. The IG baddie, the real estate pipeline is fucking real. How?
I got mine too. I'm right with her.
Okay, so my mother is a realtor.
Uh-huh.
So I was supposed to get my real estate license in Chicago. And then in Dallas, I was going through some type stuff to where it was like depression and stuff like that. So I
for sure.
To focus my mind and
was it being in the city by yourself?
No, it was just the people in Dallas. Uh-huh. Like they're authentic.
I agree with her. I'm from there.
Yeah, so I was going through that, and so I focused on real estate. I was talking to my mom. I'm like, you know, I might as well. I'm like, and I love homes. I love houses.
Uh-huh.
So I went and got my license.
So as a realtor, you just like show the houses and shit.
Yeah.
So do you think? Like being yammed up help sell houses?
No, it makes it very difficult.
Really?
I've had a married man get a pre-approval of a loan on his credit, bring his wife and kid to the showing just to try to flirt with me.
And I agree with her because with, like I said, I have my real estate license as well. They will play online. They will talk to you like on the phone just to be able to talk to you and act like they want to buy a house, but that's not what they want to do. They want to holler at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I agree with her with that.
Even blue checks reach out and be like,
and don't really be serious.
Hey, I'm looking for whatever. So I'll send them. I'm like, okay, are you going the cash route or the finance?
Exactly.
The lender, where, you know.
What's better?
Cash.
Yeah, lending, the finance. Yes. Yeah.
So they're really? Like, whichever one they say, I have a preferred lender. So I'll send them the link for the application. I'm like, okay, perfect. I'll just send the link. I'll be like, whenever you fill this out, send in all your information that you need. Once you get it approved, that's when I'll talk to you. Usually it's probably like an assistant or they'll reach out to him. But it's just like, you ain't talking to me.
And then they be so surprised when you're professional about
Seriously.
It.
Especially if don't.
Like, I'm trying to make my money too, nigga.
Don't approach me on professionalism or you want to buy a home and then try to holler at me because I'm like, bitch, that's my business. That's
yeah, you play.
Niggas just wasted your time.
You ain't wasting shit.
You think I'm dumb?
Yeah, they want to bitch. They want to try to waste your time.
Yeah.
You would have been bet off saying, can I take you to dinner?
That's why I really wasn't into it. Maybe when I get to Atlanta, I'll be more enthused. Yeah, but I mean, so I'm just like, I'm doing IT, so I'm all right.
I feel like a lot of people, you know, you open to another demographic here that also has money, so then they be more serious.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that about us, but sometimes we be bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes we be bullshit. Now, you ever wanted to go to a black business and they show you why?
All the time.
Come on, bro. Like, I love.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying to support you.
Yeah.
You want to.
I love supporting us, but man, sometimes we make it so hard.
I don't do this. I don't do that.
Stank attitudes.
Do y'all, like, deal with, like, with the hair apocalypse shit people be going through? Like
what?
Like, folks be, I've seen a lot of women complain. I don't got hair, but I've seen women, a lot of women complain online about, like, beauticians being unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't went through that because I have the same lady. Years.
How long y'all been going?
Like 7 years. I love her. Yeah.
For sure. Shout out to her. She locked
in. Shout out to her.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
I've been wearing my natural hair.
Yeah. So no, we don't go through that, but I understand what they go through and I believe it's believable.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I just tried to wear a wig in Paris and she's
see how baller that shit sound?
What?
Yeah, baller that shit. Oh, I just tried to wear it.
I'm just
I was just there.
Yeah.
My nigga there now. He do like virtual reality shit. Like, he really like super tech guy.
That's good.
And he didn't tell me he was there.
He single?
Honestly. I'm like, you said tech.
he on the virtual reality side thing. So like, he do stuff like that, but like, he'll make it seem like he got the type of equipment to where if somebody watching it, they'll look like they're in a room with us.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, so he do that, but he doing that shit in Paris now. So every time I see him, I'm like, niggas in Paris! Niggas is in Paris! That's look at you. You nigga in Paris. Oh, you said what?
That's the caption.
I was supposed to use, but...
Yeah, now he a nigga in Paris.
Yeah. Paris is very dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
Brussels is clean. Though. I wonder, like...
Brussels. You should have went to Brussels, yeah.
Is where's Brussels?
Brussels is right by...
Is that where the Brussels sprouts come from?
No. But I went there. I've been there because I went to Germany. I went to Paris. I went to Strasbourg. I was on a whole mission, so I've seen it all. But Brussels is way cleaner. I don't know if it's part of Paris or Germany. I forgot, but you should have went there.
We still can.
Yeah, man, we still can.
We definitely still
can. Oh, I'm crying. Who paying for a hug, you?
I don't even know what that was.
Your phone.
My phone? Oh, okay. It's old. I need to get a new one. Oh, shit, man. Well, damn, that's it. Another episode of the Big Homie's House. You know, Thanksgiving coming up. Hope y'all have an amazing Thanksgiving. Eat your yams. You know, I got all the yams right here. Do y'all cook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do y'all make y'all plate at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, absolutely. And I make if it I had him, yeah, I make it real big.
Real big.
Whatever nigga I have, I be trying to get him to eat. Mm-hmm. I like big niggas.
Yeah, she like tall nigga.
I like tall.
Look at him. He like, that's me.
Yeah, he looking at you. Like, I just want to be.
It's that hand for me.
She playing,
it's
but
that
like
scary movie hand.
It's my strong hand. Yeah, strong hand. She playing, but give it like a year.
Consistency.
Shoot or shoot.
Nah, I told you to don't. Cause
I'm sorry. No.
Consistency
to get any female. I'm telling you. Be consistent.
Unless you ugly.
For the right reason.
Unless you ugly, fellas. If you
especially
ugly. If you ugly and consistent, you're going to get it's sexual harassment.
Ugly, exactly.
You're going to jail, nigga.
You're going to jail.
Well, shit, now that's another episode with the homies, Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie Skylar, Big Homie Maya. We lit and we out.